Good evening. Oh, that was too quiet. Good evening. Welcome to our Christmas special. We should all be in a cheery mood because it's getting near Christmas. Well done, well done, well done. But tonight we're going to unwrap the clutter of Christmas and all that goes around it. We're going to get you thinking about the clutter and things that fill our space around about Christmas time.
We'd like the time we discover the core meaning of the Christmas festival.
And we thought it would be quite interesting to have a game. Everybody like games?
Yes.
Yes. And a game that we used to probably maybe, I don't know, because we've got a wee generation gap here. But before we play this game, we want to welcome everyone who is here tonight, this evening. And we want to welcome everyone on the internet as well. So we'll say hi to everyone on the internet because we're having a party here. Hello, hello. So tonight, while we're playing this game, internet people, if we'll try and keep you informed as much as we can about what's going on, and then you can take part. There's also a wee chat bit on the side of your computer that you can come up so you can connect with each other and have a wee bit of discussion. And then we can get some feedback from our internet congregation as well as our real congregation. Not that you're not real, but you get my drift. So, tonight we thought we would play a wee game. And we've got this parcel. Stacey, you want to get the parcel? So, lovely. So, probably the easiest way to do this is get in a circle and the good old tradition of Christmas party, Christmas time. Yeah, we'll stand so that everyone on the internet can see. Yes, young and old, mingle, mingle. Very well done. Yes, so yeah, if you introduce yourself to the person that's next to you, make sure everyone knows your name. And I'm Lilis, this is Stacey. Fair in. So tonight we're going to have a game of pass the parcel. In good old tradition, when the music starts, you pass the parcel. Now remember and pass it. We won't throw it to each other. When the music stops, we'll unwrap a wrapper. Okay, everyone clear about that? Good, let's go. Right, Stacey, do you want to start off the parcel? Right. Music. You could know just one, unwrap it, then read what's on the parcel. There should be a wee message on it. Cheap. All right, let's. Oh, where is the microphone? Okay, we'll get used to this one time.
Cheap, tack, and bubbles.
Cheap, tack, and bubbles. A cue for a video. Would everyone like to have a seat and watch the screen? Thank you. You can sit where you are because we'll be coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bob Christmas's Christmas Seminar. The seminar that will get your sales figures through the roof. Last year's figures, folks, poor. Last year's figures, down. Bad figures, bad figures. What are we going to have this year? We're going to have sales figures going through the roof.
Yes.
What are we going to sell this Christmas? We're going to sell cheap tack.
Cheap.
Too much. We've got too much good stuff.
Yes.
Too much good product.
Right.
We're going to sell cheap tinsel.
Cheap.
We're going to sell cheap Christmas trees.
Cheap
bubbles. Bubbles. Cheap rubbish liners. Everybody. We're going to sell it to everybody in the world.
Yes.
Yes.
How are we going to do this, folks? We're going to go knocking.
Yes!
Lots of doors getting up! All that cheap stuff! Cheap stuff!
Yes.
Sold to everybody!
Yes.
We're gonna sell cheap. We're gonna sell cheap.
Yeah.
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 Sell Christmas.
Yay!
So, if you can get kind of where you are into two groups, so let's mingle again. You know the people who were next to you. So, kind of into discussion groups. And if you on the internet, we'd like to take part in this discussion. So if you just sit down on the floor in a small discussion group, that will be fine. And in the internet congregation, we would love to hear your ideas about what you think about this question as well. So the question that we want you to discuss in your group... Oh, you all right? Do you want a wee seat?
No.
Oh, Toby's going to hit that. That's good. He's good at that. Good at that. So while you're in your discussion group, we want you to think about, are we selling Christmas short? You've seen the video. What do we decorate everything with? So are we selling Christmas short? So if you would like to start discussing that in your group, that would be great. And internet people, are we selling Christmas short? Go. Right, can we start bringing your discussions to a close? Sorry. Would anyone like to, from this group, say a small part of what you've been talking about? Lewis is still deep in conversation. Natasha?
No.
What is it?
Just tell us, everyone, a bit about what you've been discussing. And are we selling Christmas short?
Missing from Christmas.
Christ is missing. That's an interesting point, because Jerry on the internet had said that it's some people write Happy Xmas and that's like taking Christ out of Christmas.
Well, practically it's Santa miss, because it's no like Christ, it's Santa. Everything's Santa and it's elves and everything. It's like all about people getting stuff rather than knowing real story.
Good point. Anyone over in this group? Toby?
Come on, Toby, speak up, all right?
It's like, what, Kenny is here, not me.
Anyone else? About?
I think Mr. Bogle might want to say something, because he kind of summed it up, because we were referring to John Lewis's advert that turns everything round with the wee lad with the parcel for his mum and dad at the end, and... But it's still probably, well, I felt it was still a wee bit of exploitation to get people to shop in John Lewis's.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. Thank you very much. Another point from the internet was, Hazel was saying the real meaning of Christmas is lost. Is it all about tinsel and Santa-ness? Good word. Oh, good point.
Yes. Cards nowadays, it's difficult to find a card with the real meaning of Christmas, and yeah. I strongly believe that you should send something with Christmas. And I was just shopping for charity cards, a great huge display, and it really was difficult to find something without Santa, robins, penguins or whatever to actually find a nativity scene, and that's a shame.
Yeah.
You just lose the whole meaning.
It is, it's getting harder actually to find cards like that. Okay, we're on to our next video clip. So if you want to turn around, make sure you can see the screen.
We're now going to go do the game again, so you just do the same as last time, pass it round and unwrap it when it stops to reveal what's next.
Woo!
Let the Christmas spirit...
We'll go round this time.
Later we'll have...
We're all searching for more this Christmas. Life is like pass the parcel. We tear it open only to be disappointed. The tinsel loses its shine. We play the game, we pass the parcel. We tear another layer off, only to find it's empty. There is nothing in the parcel. We grasp at sheer emptiness. We suffer in silence amidst the noise of life. Disappointed, confused, shopping for stuff no one wants and no one really needs. We suffer in silence, facing another Christmas messed up.
Thank you very much. We're going to have another round. No, it's okay. It's okay. You start off, and we'll have another round. Okay. We'll start the music again. Oh, Cal. You're all very polite at opening their parcel, aren't you? Well, I say reliable, recycle the paper. What? Oh, Callum, what does that say?
The lost generation.
Right, if you want to have a seat again and make sure you can see the screen.
Many young people today have become disillusioned with the system. Hurt and disappointed, they turn to drugs and to drink. Others are challenging the system. They're trying to connect in a new and significant way to what is their reality. And those protesting and camping outside St. Paul's in London or the New York Stock Exchange are all searching, looking, longing for change. And who knows, discovering the real Christmas might take you to the place of protest.
We're going to do it again, so Callum, you just start with it.
Got to. Talk again.
Homelessness in the UK is increasing.
Homelessness in the UK is increasing. If you have another seat and watch the screen.
I'm just walking here, walking about trying to keep warm. I feel so cold. My feet are numb and my fingers are blue. I've got to hold it all together. I can't panic. I'll find some place to be warm. Listen, don't panic. Don't let the dampness get to you. Oh, but I'm always frozen. I'm perpetually frozen. You sit down for a rest and you're sitting in a draft. And before long, you can't move. And that's why I keep walking. That's why I'm back on the street. People ignore you on the street. They look through you. You don't exist. They don't see you. You feel frozen out of society, frozen out of humanity. Man, even I feel like penguins have got a better life than me. They can walk on ice and no feel the cold. Oh, Jesus. I wish I could be a penguin. Sometimes I wish I could just soak in a big warm bath of water. But that's not going to happen, is it? So get on with it. Get a bottle. Get bluttered out your mind, out of the cold. See alcohol when you're cold. It's your best friend. So here I am back on the bottle. Back on the street. But I need to watch out. I need to watch for the police. Watch out for the Neds. It's no safe on the street. And it's so cold.
I'm going to, no, it's okay, you can sit down. Ask Lewis to come and lead us with this prayer. Lewis, please, thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, you were homeless, treated like an outcast, made to feel unwanted. Even your family turned against you, Lord. Tonight we pray for those who feel lost and alone, who feel forgotten, who have nowhere to turn. Lord, you commend those who care for the poor. You identify those who speak up for justice. You stand in the protest line. You mix with outcasts. Turn us around so that our lives are lived in service to others. Amen.
Thanks, Lewis.
And so the pattern of life moves on, and God brings people to our doors, to our homes, and to our workplaces.
Let's play another game. Everyone on their feet, yes.
The Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Woo! Oh, Pastor Bubble. Oh, what does it say this time?
The least of these.
The least of these.
Keep that in your mind. The least of these.
And have a sit down. Yes, there is going to be a video.
Tonight, we wanted you to think about unwrapping Christmas. And life is like that parcel game. We pass a parcel round and it stops at your life and you open it up and you get something. And you think it's good, but it might not be so good. Because it might be something, maybe a material thing, it may be wealth, it may be position, it may be something. But at the end of the day, it all fades away because nothing lasts. There is nothing in this world that lasts. And even when you're young and you think you've been given beauty and you think you're good looking and you look in the mirror and you see, but you know, it doesn't last because you get old like me. Yeah. And nothing lasts. What? No, I'm not really saying that. I'm just making a wee joke. You're quite right. When you get old, you can be beautiful as well. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, nothing in our life lasts. And what does last, and that's what we're searching for as we unwrap Christmas, and as we unwrap the parcel of life, what are the things that really touches, the things that really matter? And of course, the story then, as we unwrap it, we start to think about the emptiness that's around us. And it takes us in to think about the lost generation. So many young people, we know of young people in our own town and in other communities where they have just become disconnected with people around them and they get involved in drink and drugs and it just ruins their life. And I've seen it because I've been here in this town for a long time and I've seen people who have been really young and really good young people, but they've got involved in their own company and all of a sudden they've lost everything. And sometimes I've had to bury them at the age of 25 or 30 because it's gone wrong. Or think about the other thing we looked at tonight of the video we made with Maggie and the bag lady, and how many people are in that situation. Just things have gone wrong in their life and mistakes have been made and all kinds of things, and they end up being on the street. And the only thing they've got to keep them warm is alcohol. And so they're longing and they're searching for something more. And the last story that you saw was actually a true story. It was a friend of mine down in England who was actually an artist and a minister. And a tramp man came to his door one Christmas Eve while his wife was out shopping. And his wife had the Christmas Eve dinner in the oven. And that story is a true story. He wanted to chase the man away from his door, and something touched him, and the man came in, and we've put a little twist on that at the end, of course, because Jesus said that you might actually, if you start helping the poor, discover that he's there, and that we twisted that round to be almost like Jesus there in that room, breaking bread with Stephen. And it's in the breaking of the bread that we find something of the presence of Christ. And so it's as we reach out to the poor this Christmas, and that's the point of protest. Maybe we need to say, what are the things that we're not happy with? What are the things that we're going to protest against this Christmas? And we're not going to do it the way everybody else does it. Are we going to do it differently? Are we going to unwrap the real Christmas? And I think part of that is as we come to our prayer vigil over Christmas Eve, and we make Christmas special this year. We come and we pray for the needs of the world, and we contact our partners all around the world in different places and pray for them and lift them before God. Or as we think of people at the service on the 14th of December who have been bereaved and in town are really sad and lonely and missing someone very close to them, they can come for this service and we can be here to encourage them and share with them and encourage them. So that Christmas has a whole new meaning because God is with us and God wants to connect with us this Christmas regardless where we are. He comes to touch us, and maybe this evening we've been reminded of that God is wanting to reach out to us this Christmas and make a difference in our lives. And how do you do that, you say? God, how do you do that? Because he puts into your heart desire to reach out to someone else, and as you reach out to someone else, you discover God. As you reach out to someone else and do something in a loving and caring way, you discover the presence of Christ there with you, as we all know that to be absolutely true. And that's a very practical way to find the presence of Christ close by. So let's think about that as we sing our first song. And are we choir tonight? You're going to help us sing? Or is it? It's going to be Stacey's going to sing us a song first tonight, just to get us to think about Christmas.
Thank you.
and I'd ask you to sing along with me in the choir.
The choir?
The choir. And this song is going to be Here I Am, Russia.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you.
He's the vine. Then all the names relating to Jesus there, your name. He's the bread of life. He's the vine. He's the door. Can you think of some other names about Jesus? Shout them out. The Savior. The way. The Alpha. The Omega. The Alpha means the beginning, doesn't it? And the Omega means the end. Right? Do you see all these names are all attached to Jesus? And that's why he's such a strong and mighty power. And that's why when we mention, we see things in his name, he hears us. And so when you say your prayer now, Liana, and you finish it in Jesus' name, he hears you. Okay? So you're going to say your prayer. Come now and say it. Just come now and say it. Just go and say it, Liana.
Wait a minute, because I'll forget the word. I'll actually forget the word. What was it?
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us pray. Lord, help me practice your presence. Open my eyes to see. You're imagining the least of these, your children. Forgive me when I turn my eyes away. Constrain me to turn again and serve the least of these. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now will you look at one more video and then we'll stay in the circle and we'll say the grace together. And we know how to say the grace now, don't we? We've been learning the grace together. But let's just have a wee look at this video before. And it's about opening your heart to Jesus tonight. The door has to be opened and you have to open that door to see what it's all about.
Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now. Amen.
Go in peace tonight and serve the Lord.